search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program In Search of Piety. Piety is the essence of adherence. We want to become pious. We strive to become pious as believers. We follow the way of our pious predecessors, or we try to follow their way. We are inspired by the examples, the sacrifices, the inspiring moments of the pious predecessors, including the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum especially. And this program is based upon the attributes, the character traits of the awliya. It is based upon Hafiz Ibn Nu'aym's famous work, Hilyatul Awliya. So we are giving examples of different companions or statements of different friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. And we are trying to find our way or be reminded of the way to piety. In search of piety, we gather. In search of piety, we read. In search of piety, we strive. Before I mention the details of today's episode, the title of the episode is Leading by Example. So which personality will we mention when we talk about leading by example? Before I mention the name of that personality, I would like to share with you a hadith or points of excellence related to sending blessings in favor of the best in creation, Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is reported to have said, decorate, adorn your gatherings by sending blessings upon me, for this action of sending blessings upon me shall be nur, light for you on the day of judgment. So if we adorn our gatherings and we decorate our gatherings through this supplication of blessing for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in favor of the best in creation, what we refer to as Durood Sharif or Salat ala Nabi, through this action we can hope for light on the day of judgment. Leading by example, when we look at examples after the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, we look at the best in creation after the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, and there is no other name which comes to mind than Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the close friend, companion of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who was with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the most difficult of moments, the most challenging times. He supported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Quran mentions him by reference, or there is reference to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu on more than one occasion in the Quran. For example, the expression in Surah Tawbah, ثَانِيَثْنَيْنِ إِذْهُمَا فِي الْغَارِ, the second of two when both were in the cave. This is referring to the account of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and accompanying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the cave, where on their way during the migration journey. I will refer to that account or mention a point about that account later in today's session. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the people who spent in his way before the migration. They are not equal to those who spend in Allah's way after, meaning the companions who were considered to be the muhajirun, they have a special rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have an elevated rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and is concerned, when we look at his life and example in light of the tasawwuf, we see a theme, or we're reminded of an important theme, and that is istiqama. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, he showed through his example that he was someone who was loyal who was steadfast, and due to this complete loyalty, he was blessed with an elevated station. And in this loyalty or steadfastness, he was someone who was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any fear and without any care for those who opposed him. And the example that I would like to share, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she reports that when Ibn Daghina, he assumed responsibility for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a kind of expression of protection or an indication that he was responsible for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to save him from harm or to save him from aggression from other non-Muslims at the time. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an was instructed not to worship outside his home, so to confine his efforts of worship to his very home. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, his devotion in worship was such, when he would recite the Quran, his tears would flow, and when he would pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was a spectacle, a beautiful spectacle. It was such a powerful image that despite Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such devotion within the boundaries of his home, the women and the children and other non-Muslims were still observing him. And they were somewhat overwhelmed by this passion that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had for worship. And again, the complaints started, and Ibn Daghina was told about this. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu ultimately took relieved him of this responsibility and said, there is no need for you to be responsible for me, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam are enough for me. I don't need this added protection or for you to assume responsibility to save me from harm. Meaning Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and had no care about what other people thought, or his devotion was so strong that he did not want to confine himself in such a way or limit his expressions of worship. Another aspect, leading by example, when we look at the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya were also known for their knowledge and their understanding of the religion. I would like to share with you an example where Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, his understanding of the Quran, his understanding of the interpretations of the Quran comes to light. And the background of this particular account is that some people were gathered in the presence of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and he mentioned two expressions from the Quran. The first one from Surah Ahqaf, verse 13, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, referring to indeed those who say, our Lord is Allah, and they are steadfast. So that was one expression. The other expression from Surah Al-An'am, from verse 82, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ, referring to the people, the believers, those who believe, who do not enshroud their faith with wrongdoing. They do not affect their faith with any kind of wrongdoing or any kind of transgression. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked about the interpretation of these two expressions of the Quran. So he said to the people, what do these expressions mean? Those who were present, referring to رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, the believers who say our Lord is Allah and they are steadfast, they said this means that you do not embrace another religion. And the second expression, they said this means, or the interpretation of this verse is, that one's faith is not affected by the unjust aspect of wrongdoing. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his response was that this is not, or these are not the correct interpretations of these expressions from the Quran. And he then explained, he said, the correct meaning of رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, those who say, the believers who say our Lord is Allah and they are steadfast, this means that one does not turn to anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole focus of the individual. And this is where the essence of dhikr, the essence of taqwa, the essence of being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes from. This is the way of the awliya, that they see the creation, but it reminds them of the creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is describing this beautiful trait of faith, that the true believers are those that their focus is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why they don't need the five daily prayers to remind them of Allah. They are constantly in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, to be in the state, in a state of remembrance, does not mean that you have to be saying something with your lips. It's a case of being aware that Allah is watching me. And this awareness is constant in our actions, in our behavior, even in our thoughts. Yes, the feelings that we have in our heart, even those feelings, when we're feeling those feelings within ourselves, we are aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of all the secrets that we hold within our hearts and minds. And the second expression, he said, this means that there is no element of polytheism, shirk. There is no element of shirk in the iman of the people. Now, a point to note here, which I mentioned in a previous episode as well. The Sahaba, or the believers who were present in before Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they knew the Arabic language. And what they said linguistically, you cannot say that it was an error. They gave a linguistic understanding or interpretation of the Quran. But the response that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave was a reminder that it's not about knowing the meaning or the literal meaning of the words of the Quran. It's about knowing the actual intended interpretation of the Quran, which is not always literal. And we are facing, historically we have faced issues with people who have fallen into heresy because they have tried to be literal or very literal in their approach of the Quran. In any language, if you're always literal and you take the literal meaning as it is, then at times it can even misguide, because language has figurative expressions. Language has to be understood in context, and the Quran has to be understood according to the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Another element of the character of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which reminds us of the path of piety and helps us in our search for piety, is the fact that he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had a great level of asceticism. He turned away from this world. He had a great level of zuhud. And this is one of the major signs of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't give their hearts to this world. Let us think about ourselves, our aspirations, our hopes, our plans, our ambitions. Are they confined to this world? Or do we do things? Do we plan? Do we have aspirations for what we can possibly achieve for our hereafter? We know the answers to these questions. As much as we may dismiss others who call us towards the light, as much as we may ridicule people who call us towards the religion, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a moment, I just want you to think that if you are called to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are called to righteousness, if you are called to the example of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, is that more of a benefit for the person who is calling you, or is that something which will personally benefit you? And me and you know the answer to that question. The fact that someone calls us to piety is beneficial for me and you. It's beneficial for us. We should not look at the person who is calling us and think, why is he not worried about himself? Well, one answer to that is, it's part of the duty of a Muslim that he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And as well as that, there are other reasons. There is the duty to convey, the duty to preach, according to the individual capacity and ability of a Muslim. So do not be dismissive of those who call you towards the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us accept our failings, let us accept our weaknesses, and let us make good intentions to be better Muslims. So coming back to this point, asceticism. Once, it's reported by Sayyidina Zayd bin Arqam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and who he asked for some water. He was presented with a container of water that had a little honey mixed in it. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he received this, he began to cry. He wept bitterly. He cried so much that the people who were present, they began to cry. He stopped crying and the people were still crying. He saw how they were crying and he began crying again. He cried and cried until the people thought that he would not reveal the reason for this weeping, until Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, when he finally stopped and the people, they questioned him, they asked him what had made him cry so much. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu revealed to them that he was once with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was warding something away. He was saying, away from me, away from me. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I could not see anything, but the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was warding something away. He was telling something or someone to go away, to be away from him. And he said that when he asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are you warding away? What are you telling to go away or be away from you? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam revealed that dunya came to him in a beautiful form, or came adorned. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I told it to go away from me, and it moved away. So dunya approached the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told it to go away. And in response, it spoke to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, by Allah, you have saved yourself from me, but those who will come after you will not save themselves from me. And this was something which the Prophet ﷺ expressed to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. With this added comment, he also said that I was in fear that it would cling on to me, and this was the reason for my crying, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu revealed. So some water with a little honey mixed in it reminded Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu of how the world will try to lure the people, and it will continue to do so until the Day of Judgment, and how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed no inclination to the world. There was no love of this world in the prophetic heart. And we find from other hadith traditions that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he warned us of the end of times, this is a common theme. He mentioned how people will love dunya, they will love this world, and they will find mention of death to be undesirable. They won't like people talking about death. And is it not the case today? When someone mentions anything about death or the hereafter, people start saying, oh, talk about something else. Be positive. Don't talk about negative things. It's not negative, dear viewers. It's a reality. And the quicker we embrace this reality and we act accordingly, the more likely we are to be successful. If we're in a state of denial, we can deny all we want. We can ignore all we want. When the people younger than us are departing from this world, when those who sat with us, who spoke to us, the company of those whom we shared, many of them have left this world, are we still going to deny the reality of our mortality, the reality of death? Are we still going to turn a blind eye to the lure of this world? That the fact that it attracts us, and the attraction of this world leads to heedlessness, ignorance. People have become heedless. They're sleeping. They're awake, but they're asleep, because they're asleep in terms of not waking up to the haqq, the truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent with his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As far as leading by example is concerned, we have other traits of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and we have examples of his his general piety, about how on one occasion he was given food and it was doubtful. When the morsel entered his mouth and he realized, he forced himself to vomit it out, and he expressed his concern about eating anything that was doubtful. And his love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, another trait of his, which is also a trait of the awliya, generally speaking, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people of piety, or our pious predecessors. His love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was such that he would yearn for the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and he would also yearn, or he would be concerned about the well-being of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam more than his personal well-being. On one occasion, a man came to his house and called out and said, "Abu Bakr, look to your companion," referring to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he left in a state of panic. He's described in that narration as his hair were in four parts, just to describe that he wasn't in a ready state to leave his house. But he left his home to find out what was happening to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. When he entered the masjid, the first thing that he said when he saw the people striking the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he said to them that, "Do you strike or do you kill the man who says, 'My Lord is Allah,' and he has brought clear signs from your Lord?" When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu intervened in this way and said this, the people who were striking the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they turned to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and they beat him severely to such an extent, dear viewers, that when he returned home, every part of his head that he touched, hair would come off and hair would come into his hand. That's how much they beat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. This is the kind of love, this is the kind of sacrifice that was natural to him. He radiallahu ta'ala an would spend his wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know he gave everything as a charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the preservation, propagation of the religion. And when it comes to his very own life and facing difficulties, he was willing to face every kind of difficulty himself to give any kind of ease he could, any kind of comfort that he could, to the blessed Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an entered the cave, he requested that he enters before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and he tears his cloth, a part of his clothing, he tears pieces out of his clothing to fill the holes in that particular cave, because as you know, poisonous snakes or other such creatures are usually nest in these such areas. So he filled every hole, and the final hole that he did not fill with his clothing, he placed his heel upon it. In the morning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw his clothing and said, "Where is it?" Meaning he witnessed that part of his clothing was missing. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he explained the whole situation about how he tore parts of his clothing to fill the holes in the cave. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam blessed him with a dua, "Allahumma ij'al Aba Bakr," "Oh Allah, give Aba Bakr what? Ma'iya fi darajati yawm al-qiyamah," "Place him in my station," meaning heavenly station, "on the Day of Judgment." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam expressed a particular specific supplication of a heavenly status on the Day of Judgment for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as a response for this love and concern that he showed in an attempt to provide any comfort that he could to the final Prophet, the best in creation sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, a very careful man, a man who in his lectures he would advise the people about how to behave, how to reflect upon the people of the past. He would often say, "Where are those young people who were so proud of their wealth, who were so proud of their looks, their appearance? Where are those kings who rule the world? Where are they today?" Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was once literally pulling his tongue, and he was asked why he was doing it, and he expressed his concern by the potential harm that the tongue can cause. So we have many examples from the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and his life and his example serves as inspiration for us if we want to succeed in our search for piety. Some of these traits that were mentioned of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu will help us to find our way, and in our search of piety, to find a sense of direction. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we learn from the example of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and our pious predecessors generally speaking. May Allah accept our good intentions. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
In search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety.